Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Lamed Beis. We left off on Daf Lamed Aleph, and Beis had a little bit of an awkward spot, about 11 or 12 lines from the end of the page. At Amar Rava Bahaza Kinu Rabbi Nassan Rabbanan. Today's show is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Arnav's wife and children, and Lili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. And we thank you very much for the continued sponsorship of our Daf Yomi Shir. So, in the context of finishing up the discussion between Rabbi Nassan and the Chachamim, whether one needs Kavana L'Shchita, the Gemara is going to talk about what is the case of a Nida being Tovel with an Ones. We spoke about a Nida that's Nen Savitavla. So what happens exactly that she was Net and Savitavla? How did she end up in the Mikvah? Then the Gemara is going to discuss which type of additional Malacha that is done simultaneous to Shechting a Para Aduma would make that Para invalid. You're not allowed to do other Malacha while you're Shechting the Para. So what would qualify as other malacha, and that too is going to be subject to the machlokas Rabbi Nassan and the Chachamim that we were learning about yesterday. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about how long a shihia would have to be in order to ruin a shechita. One of the psulei shechita is if you pause in the middle. For how long would one have to pause in order to ruin the shechita? The Gemara is going to discuss whether the shir shihia differs for a behema, for an oaf, maybe even between a behema daka and a behema gasa. The Gemara is going to discuss a number of other issues related to Shehiya, and then the next Mishnah is going to talk about if a person messes up the Shechita of the second Simen, is the animal considered a Nevela or a Trefa? You did the first Shechita of the first Simen Karaui, and then the Shechita of the second Simen got messed up. So is that considered a Nevela or a Trefa? And the Gemara is going to talk about whether the Nevela or Trefa status depends whether the Shechita of one Simen happened before or after the psika of the other simen, the severing of the other simen, shalo kederech hashchita. Does it make a difference whether it was nifsak simen echad and subsequently nishchat simen acher, or nishchat simen acher versus subsequently nifsak simen acher? So then the Gemara is going to talk about whether if a trefa happens between the shchita of one simen and the other, so is the animal in fact a trefa, or is the animal even a nevela? Do we consider that to be shechted Karaoi, the Shechita of Shnei Simanim Karaoi, if some sort of trefa issue comes up between the Shechita of one Simen and the other, and does it matter where the trefa issue comes up? Meaning, if you shecht the windpipe and then the lung develops a hole, is that different than shechting the windpipe and then the stomach developing a hole? Because the lung and the windpipe are connected to one another. So, okay, so that will bring us all the way to the end of the daf and into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin. Amar Rava. Bahazakin Rabbi Nassan Rabbanan. In this battle, it seems that Rabbi Nassan is more correct than the Chachamim, because the source of the Chachamim is from the fact that it says v'zavachta. So they understand from the fact that it says v'zavachta that the shechita needs to be midas, that you need to have kavana for the shechita. So it must be that you need kavana for a kashra zvicha. So says Gemara, miksiv v'chatachta v'zavachta ksiv. After all, does it say v'chatachta? It says v'zavachta. So mimanafshach. If you need kavana for cutting at all, then you should need kavana for zvicha as well. And if you don't require kavana for the zvicha, then you shouldn't require kavana for chaticha either. So since there must be that they're moda, that you don't need kavana lezvicha when it comes to chulin, because after all, the pasuk says l'ritzonchem tizbechuhu, that kavana zvicha is only required for kachim, so it must be that they have to be moda, that you don't require even kavana l'chituch when it comes to chulin. Okay, so that's where we should have stopped yesterday. So now the Gemara says, Heichi dami nida shenen savitavla. What is an example of a nida that's ne'en savitavla? How exactly did this woman end up in the mikvah? Se'i le'madanasa chavirta v'itbala. If it's that her friend threw her into the mikvah, pushed her into the mikvah, kavana de chavirta, kavana mal yasihi. But her friend is obviously trying to be tovaler, and that counts as a real kavana. That would for sure work. That would vadai be a valid tefillah, because you definitely don't need the kavana of the one who's being tovel themselves, of the one who's being dipped. You only need the kavana of the matbil. Haraya, there's such a din called tevilas kelim, right? And by kelim, you also require kavana. And obviously, the kelim themselves don't have kavana. The matbil is what requires kavana. That's how the Chassam Sofer understands this line, that it's obvious that that's a valid kavana. Va'od, and not only that it can't be that they're arguing where her friend chucked her into the mikvah, because b'truma nami achla, because if she was tovel al das chaverta, she would even be allowed to eat truma. Forget about being mutaris labayla. We said yesterday that if she's nansa v'tavla, she's mutaris labayla. Her husband is only chulin, so she's mutaris labayla. But as far as truma is concerned, she's still not allowed to eat truma. No, if her friend pushed her into the mikvah, she would be totally Torah. She'd be allowed to eat truma also. Ditanan, because after all, there's a Mishnah Maseches Nida, hachareshes v'ashot v'asuma v'shenitrafa daita. If a woman is a chareshes or a shota or blind, or she's deranged, seim yeshlan pikchos mesaknos hason ochlos patruma. If there are women who are benos das, who help her out and check that she didn't become a nida, and they saw that she was tovel, they were matbil her properly, so she could then even eat truma. So apparently, tevila al das chaverta, even when the woman herself has no das whatsoever, that's going to allow her to eat truma. So says Rav Papa says, the Rabbi Nassan shenafla min hagesher. According to Rabbi Nassan, who holds that you don't need any kavana at all, he would allow the tevila to be matar lebaila, even if she just fell off a bridge and landed in the water. So she landed in the ocean, so she had no intention whatsoever of going into the water. Ul Rabbanan shiar de lahaker. And according to the Rabbanan, who hold that when it comes to shchita, you at least need kavana shchituch. You don't have to have kavana that you're doing a shchita, but you at least have to have kavana that you're cutting something. So the parallel by a nida going into the mitzvah would be that she at least has to have kavana she's going into the water. She thinks she's going swimming because it's a nice warm day, so she's going into the water for a swim. She has no intention whatsoever that should be valid as a tefillah, and that's what it means, nens of a tavla. How do we paskin la halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yeridaya in Simon Kuf Tzadiches that nida that's tavla below kavana, she falls into the water, or is yoredes l'skarer b'mayim, or she goes just for a good swim, she's muteres l'bayla. And the Rama writes, yesh machmirim, that she needs another tevila, and yesh lahachmir l'chadchila, against the Gemara. The Gemara says, and nens of a tavla, she's muteres l'bayla. And we add, which each shita would say what it means, nens of a tavla. Either she fell off a bridge, or she went into she went in for a swim. Okay, so we paskin l'kula in both of those things. Even if she just if she fell off a bridge, it would be good enough. So, but Rama says we're machmir. That lechadchila we should be machmir. So the Shach points out, okay, you want to be machmir? Tell her she's got to go to the mikvah again. Don't dare say a bracha on that second tevila, meaning she's already tahora from the first tevila. That's to an afana gemara. So you cannot say a bracha on the second tevila. And the Shach writes, and if her friend pushed her into the water, and the friend had kavanah l'shem tevila, then lechala deos, the friend's kavana works, and the Rama would never even be machmir l'chadchila in such a case, because that the Gemara said is a davar pashut ad ma'od. Pischi Tshuva quotes a Chamudi Daniel that if the husband was sick and she counted shivin akiyim just to be able to be metapel in her husband, to be able to help him out and to be able to do all the things that that he needs, but she never intended to be to sleep with her husband. She never intended to be because he's sick. So and then he gets better. So the Pischi Tshuva quotes from the Chamudi Daniel, that works to make her muteres labayla as well. That you don't need to have dafka kavana to become tahora is all you need. You don't need kavana to become tahora for this specific purpose to do this particular activity. That much you don't require. So if she wanted to be tahora, that would be good enough. There's a the it's based on this sugya that the Onig Yontif has a fascinating chiddush. Onig Yontif writes that a woman who starts to count shivin akiyim and she's bodik herself biyom rishon properly, and then the next day her husband leaves and he's supposed to go away for 6 months, and so she figured, where am I going to continue with shivin akiyim? He's going to be gone for 6 months. And the husband ended up, after 2 days on the road, he something went wrong and he had to come back home. So he wanted to know if those days that she thought he wasn't coming back for the next 6 months, do those count toward her shivin akiyim or not? So Tos Yomtov, the Onig Yomtov writes that the days that she had a hesach hadas from counting because she thought that the husband was not going to come back, do count toward the shivin akiyim. Because after all, the halach is that if a woman just does a bedikah biyom rishon or biyom shvi'i, then she has a shivin akiyim. And even though this is a little more chamor, because it wasn't just that she happened happened to have not done a bedika. She was Mesiach Tas entirely, and she thought it was not her Shivan Akiyam at all, because she wasn't even planning on being Tovelas. So the fact that she didn't intend for these days to be Shivan Akiyam is not going to be a Cheshash, because she didn't have Aragasha, she didn't feel that there was any Dam during that time. And he says, and it's just like in our sugya when it comes to Tevila, that if a woman was Mesiach Das and didn't have any Kavana to be Tovel, and she was Nitba L'Leonsa, she's Tahara L'Baila, because Baila is Chulin, and Chulin does not require Kavana. So, and even if she fell off of a bridge and she had no Kavana to be Metara herself, she's Tahara. So too, says the Arul Yom Tov, when it comes to Shivan Akiyam, that if she does a Bedika day one and day seven and the middle days in between, she wasn't thinking at all about Shivan Akiyam, that still counts as Shivan Akiyam, because you don't really need Kavana for the Shivan Akiyam, and the Bedika is only there to verify that she hadn't seen any dam. So she did the requisite amount of bedikas to verify she hadn't seen any dam. So we don't really care about the kavana, because it's just like the tevila. That is a huge chiddush, because the Torah says the safrala, that when it comes to Shivan Akiyam, there's a mitzvah sfira. So to say that counts as a mitzvah sfira when she didn't even realize she was counting at all. So the one that argues is the mi'il tzedakah. The mi'il tzedakah says that if a woman has a hesach hadas during the Shivan Akiyam, but often muchlat, where she's sure that she's not counting her Shivan Akiyam, then that itself, the Hesach Hadas itself, ruins the Shivan Akiyam. That's what they tell women if they have a Shaila during the Shivan Akiyam. It could be that if they immediately come to the conclusion that the Shaila is bad, and that it's going to be Paskin L'Chumra, and they think they're not even going to ask because it's bad. Even if subsequently they go and they ask the Shaila, according to the Mi'il Tzedakah, too bad. Even if the Shaila is good, it's bad, because she was Mesiach Das, and you can't even have a Hesach Hadas during the Shivan Akiyam. The question is, within the sheet of the Mi'il Tzedakah, how long of a Hesach Hadas? She's Mesiach Das for an hour where she thinks it's not the Shivan Akiyam? Does it have to be a full day where she thinks it's not the Shivan Akiyam? But if a Shaila comes up, we always advise women to be cautiously optimistic, to ask the Shaila and assume that maybe it's going to be okay, so that she doesn't give up hope entirely for Shivan Akiyam. That's what Machon Pua has a number of tshuvas that they sent. They had a shaila once where a woman went into a coma on day two of her Shivan Akiyam, and then she came out of the coma on day five of her Shivan Akiyam, and she was ready to go to the mikvah after day seven. A miraculous recovery. So they wanted to know, is that called a Hesach Hadas from the Shivan Akiyam? Right? What exactly qualifies? I had a shaila here. Someone had a vacation planned, and after many, many years of never going on vacation, you know, with raising kids and everything, so they finally had a vacation planned, and day seven of Shivan Akiyam, they had a Shaila, and the Rav Paskin, I wasn't the Rav, no, a Rav Paskin that it was Tameya, and they were pretty upset, and they're like, oh, what can we do? No, there's nothing you could do about it. So then the wife says to the husband, maybe we could ask a second opinion. So, hours later, maybe we could ask a second opinion. So the husband said, I don't know if you're allowed to do that. We already got a psak. Yeah. So she said, ask the Rav that that gave the psak. So she called the first Rav and said, would you mind if I ask someone else? And the first Rav said, what do I care? Go ask whoever you want. It doesn't bother me. So they went and they asked the second opinion, and he was Mekel. The second opinion was Mekel. Question is, can you be Mekel? Because they got a psak that was Temeya. So she's still in her Shivan Akiyam if you get a psak that she was Temeya? So that's the question. According to that Mi'il Tzedakah, it could be that that itself is a Hesach Hadas from the Shivan Akiyam. According to the Onu Yom Tov, you're good. The Onu Yom Tov says, based on our Gemara, just like Tevila, the same is true when it comes to Sfira Shivan Akiyam. Okay, next piece. There is a Mishnah in Meseches Para, where the Mishnah says that if while you're shechting the Para Aduma, or you're doing any levels of the Para Aduma, you're also doing another malacha that passels your Para Aduma. That's considered a Hesach Hadas from your Para Aduma. Now, if you're shechting another behema together with your Para Aduma, that also passels the Para Aduma, but based on a different thing, because the pasuk says v'shachat osa, so v'darshan osa v'lo osa v'eschaverta, that you got to be shechting only the Para Aduma and not anything else at that that time. So, two different psulim. One is if you're doing any other malacha while you're shechting the parah aduma, that ruins the parah aduma. And the other is you cannot be shechting a second behema while you're shechting the parah aduma. So, Amar Rava, shechat parah v'shechat behema acheres ima. If you're shechting a parah aduma and you shecht another animal along with the parah aduma, l'divrei akol psula. Both according to Rabbi Nassan and according to the Chachamim, it's going to be pasul because the other malacha that you're doing will pasul the parah aduma. But nishchata behema acheres ima. But what if you're shechting the parah aduma and shelo bikavana, another animal gets shechted somehow by you without you even realizing it. So without your intention for it, rather. So the Rabbi Nassan, according to Rabbi Nassan, holds that a shechitas chulin does not require any kavana at all. So then you're doing a valid shechita on that other behema while you're shechting the parah aduma. So parah psula, the parah is going to be pasul, but behema ksheira, that other behema is going to be kosher, because again, according to Rabbi Nassan, you don't need any kavana on chulin in order to make it kosher. So even though you can't pasul the parah because you're doing malacha acheres, because the other malacha acheres is only a din of hesach hadas, but over here you have that second problem, the shachat osav, lo osav oschaverta. So you don't have the first problem of being masiach das because you're doing some other job while you're doing, because you have no intention whatsoever of doing another shechita. But you do run into problems with the second issue, that for shachat osav, that you're not just shechting the para, you're shechting something else, and it's a valid shechita on that something else, and therefore it's going to ruin the para. But the Rabbanan, parksheira, according to the Rabbanan, the para is going to be kosher, because the Rabbanan hold that a shechita needs kavana. So if the shechita of the other animal is being done shelo b'kavana, it's an invalid shechita. So you're vaiter just doing v'shachat osa. You're only really shechting the para because the other shechita doesn't count as a shechita. You're certainly not being mesiach das because you don't even not even have a kavana for the other shechita. So the para is going to be ksheira, behema psula. That other behema is going to be pasul because you're not having kavana. So it says mar pshita. No chiddush over here. Obviously, another malacha will pasul a para because it's a mishnah mufreshes that if you're osik in a para, doing another malacha will pasul. What exactly is Rava's chiddush? So says Gemara, you know what? The first din of Rava, that if you shecht another behema while you're shechting the para, that it's psula, you're right. That has no chiddush. But nishchata behema acheres l'Rabbi Nassan itzrichalei. The chiddush was when you didn't have kavana on the second behema, that Rabbi Nassan is going to say that the para is going to be psula, and that the other behema is going to be kosher. Salka taita chamina v'shachat osa amarachmana v'lo osa v'chavirta, that I might have thought that when the pasuk says v'shachat osa and we darshin, it doesn't mean osa, it's got to be osa and not osa v'chavirta. V'heichi dami, without what would be a case of osa v'eschavirta, kigon sh'shachat shtei paros bahade adadi. That's only if you shech two paras simultaneously to each other. I would think that if you v'shachat osa does not preclude the possibility of shechting another behema while you're shechting the paraduma. It's only precluding the possibility of shechting another paraduma when you're shechting the paraduma. So kamashmula, that's the chiddush of Rava. That even if you're just shechting a behema schulin together with the paraduma, that runs afoul of v'shachat osa v'lo osa v'es Chavirta. Chavirta would include even a behema schulin, not just a para aduma. Then Rava says, Chatach dala asima. Let's say you're shechting the para aduma, and at the same time, you're cutting through a melon, a gourd, or something like that. So divrei akol psula. Everyone would say that it's possible because you're doing another malacha. But nechtacha dala asima. You're just doing a maisa shechita, and you're not having any kavana to cut through anything else, but you cut through a dala'as. So divrei akol ksheira. Everyone would agree that the para is going to be kosher, because another malacha is only going to pasul a para if it's done b'kavana, because it has to be a hesach hadas. And this certainly doesn't run afoul of a shachat osav, lo osav eschaverta. There's no such thing as shechita of a dala'as. So the only problem we could run into when you cut a dala'as is that you're doing a malacha acheres. But malacha acheres is only problematic when you're masiach das. But if you don't even realize you're doing it, then it's obviously not a hesach hadas. Okay, so now the Mishnah goes on to discuss the din of shehiyah. We know one of of the dinim of shechita is that if you pause in middle of the shechita, it ruins the shechita. Nafla sakin, if the knife, shechita knife, falls out of your hand right in the middle of the shechita, and the case must be that it did not. The Chassam Sof points out that it did not fall on its blade; it fell on its handle. If it fell on its blade, you're going to need to do a new bedika sasakin, and if you need to do a new bedika sasakin, that certainly is going to be a shehiyah. The amount of time that it fell out of your hand, you picked it up and you checked it, so that would certainly be a shehiyah. But the point is, you could just vigbia, you pick it up and you continue with your shechita. Or naflu kelev, your clothing got in the way. The Rimi Lunil says your sleeves were so wide and long that they kept coming down over your hand. You had to pull them up, so your clothing got in the way. And therefore you have to lift up the clothing in order to continue with the shechita. Hishchiz es hasakin, or if let's say you sharpen the knife before the shechita, va'af, and since you sharpened it right before the shechita, you're a little tired, so you grew faint during the shechita. U'bachaveru v'shachat, so someone else had to come and finish up the shechita on your behalf because you weren't able to finish it up. So im shaha kedei shechita, in all of these cases, if the amount of time that you pause, the middle of the shechita, is the amount of time that it would take to do another shechita, then psula. Then it's going to be possible shechita, meaning the definition of shehiya is the amount of time that it would take to do another shechita. The Rash Mishantz, in his commentary to the Mishnayos on Maseches Kelim, writes that a lot of times Mishnayos will give example after example after example of the same basic halacha, and the examples don't add anything to one another. And he says, Haraya, that Mishnah from the second Perek Chulin, where the halacha is very simple, that if there's a shehiya kedei to do shechita, in order to do another shechita, it's going to be possible. Mali, whether it's because I dropped the knife, whether my clothing got in the way, whether I grew faint, it doesn't make a difference. They're all the same basic idea. The idea is, how long did you wait? How long of a pause was there in the shechita? It doesn't matter what your other activity was during that shehiya. So it's just an example of a Mishnah that gives several examples, even though there's no chiddush la'alacha in each of these examples. Rabbi Shimon Omer imsha k'tei bikur. Rabbi Shimon says that the amount of shehiyah, the pasul of shechita, is the amount of time that it takes to do bikur, which Rashi says means to check the shechita knife, to examine the knife. That would be the sheer shehiyah. Now the Rambam Perush HaMishnayos says that no, means kedei bikur means to check the shechita itself, to see if it was nishchat rov simanim, to look at the base hashechita of the animal and see if you really got rov simanim. So Taurus Chaim points out that the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara said no, bikur kedei bikur means the amount of bedika that it takes for the bedika chacham. The Gemara already said that back on Daf Tes. So the Chassam Sofer suggests that the Ram doesn't mean the bedika you do after each shechita to just quickly take a look at the base shechita, make sure you got rov simanim. No, the shaila, it's a kedei bikur that the Gemara didn't talk about, that you had a suffix whether you shechted rov simanim or not, so you need to go to an expert chacham who's going to know how to measure it properly, and that takes a little bit longer. That's the kedei bikur that the Rambam is understanding over here. Okay, so it says the Gemara, my kedei shechita, what do we mean by kedei shechita? That's the sheer of time that required, that would be a shehiyah that would passel. So Rav kedei shechitas behema acheres, the amount of time to shecht another behema. So Amri le Rav Kana v'Rav Asi le Rav. Rav Kana and Rav Asi asked Rav kedei shechitas behema le behema va'of la'of. Meaning, is it dependent on what you're shechting? If I'm to shecht an oaf takes a quarter of a second. To shecht a behema takes a lot longer. So is the sheer shihi of an oaf the amount of time that it would take to shecht another oaf? And the sheer shihi of a behema would be the amount of time that it takes to shecht another behema? Or no, it's a kedei shechitas behema no matter what, even if you're shechting an oaf. Samaluhu. So Rav said to Rav Kana Ravasi, you know what? Lova b'dichna be'be chavivi de Shaile. I wasn't fully, my brain wasn't fully locked in with my uncle, with Rabbi Chia, when I learned this halacha, and I just didn't, I didn't ask that question. I really should have asked that question. So, okay, great. So what do we hold? So Itmar, Amar Rav, Kidei Shechitas Behema LeBehema, Va'of La'of, that Rav himself came to the conclusion that it's animal dependent, that if you're shechting a behema, it's the amount of time it takes to shecht another behema, if you're shechting an oaf, the amount of time it takes to shecht another oaf. Shmuel Amar, Afil Behema La'of. And Shmuel says, no, even if you're shechting an oaf, it's the amount of time that it would take to shecht a behema. V'chein Kiasa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afil Behema La'of. And Rabbi Yochanan holds like Shmuel and not like Rav, that it would be the amount of time that it would take to shecht another behema, even if you happen to be shechting an oaf. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Kidei Sheyavi Behema Acheres V'yishchot, that the shear would be the amount of time that it takes to go bring another animal and shecht that other animal. So the Gemara thinks that that means that you're finding an animal somewhere in the shuk in order to bring it, and that amount of time all together, counting the time that it takes to go fetch this other animal, is going to be the shear shehiya. Yavi afilu me'alman asata tverach l'shiurin. I don't know, how close are you to the meat market? How many, where are the closest animals available? How fast does the animal walk when you slap it? Do you have a truck? Do you? It's an asata tverach l'shiurin. That could be any amount of time. So I'm Rav Papa, omedes lahatil ikabinayu. No. The case is that in the makom shechita, the animal's there, and it's just a matter of picking it up and putting it down to do the shechita. That's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we only measure the amount of time that it takes to slice, to do the shechita. According to Rabbi Chanina, we measure the amount of time that it takes to flip the animal over and be and prepare the animal for shechita, to put him down on the ground. So Amri b'marav m'shved Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina k'dei sheyag biena v'yarbitzena v'yishchot. So he said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, not surprisingly, that is the amount of time that it takes to basically body slam the animal. Well, you can't body slam, it will become a trefa, but to basically flip the animal over and do a shechita. Daka l'daka v'gasa l'gasa. Oh, chiddush. The shear of shehiyah is how long it would take to do that to a behema daka if you happen to be shechting a behema daka, and how long it would take to do that to a behema gasa if you're shechting behema gasa. Meaning the actual shechita on behema daka, behema gasa, not such a difference in time, but the amount of time that it takes to put it down on the ground, probably a significant difference, probably much easier on a daka than it is on a gasa. So Amar Rav HaShochet Pesachin Ra'a, if you shecht with a knife that's not so sharp, no pekimos, but just not so sharp, so it takes a long time to slice through, even if it takes you all day to keep slicing through the simanim of the behema, it's going to be kosher. So, by Rava, shihios maushet starfu. If a person, let's say, keeps on being shoha, he keeps on pausing in the middle of the shechita, but each pause is less than the shir shihia. Whatever you hold the shir shihia is, each pause is less than that. So can they be are the pauses mitstarif to one another to make for a psul shihia? Meaning, let's say the mashal, the psul shihia is a 2-second pause, and you keep having 1-second pauses, but you do it 2, 3, 4 times. So now, did you have a psul of shihia? So the Gemara assumes that Rava, who was machshir using a sakin ra'a, even the Gemara assumes that means that he took breaks in the middle. So why doesn't Rava answer his own shaila? He allowed using a Sakin Ra'a, apparently it must be that he did multiple shi'iyos, because he said you use Sakin Ra'a, could take all day long. So it says, no. Hasan b'delo shaha. Rava, when he spoke about using a Sakin Ra'a, was talking about using a non-sharp knife, and you're just slicing really slowly, but you're not taking a break. By Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan, Shah b'miyot simanim mahu. What if you shechted the Rav simanim, so you did a valid shechita, but you decide to continue the shechita, to cut the simanim through, and you did the shihia in the last miyut of the simanim. Do we say that once you shechted Rav, it's already kashra shechita, so the miyut at the end is lomal of lomar, it's not going to make a difference because the shechita is already done? Or do we say, look, you didn't have to shecht the miyut simanim, but if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. So you could have stopped the shechita after the Rov Simanim. That would have been fine. But if you're gonna do it, then you have to do it properly. So take who the Gemara leaves this as an Ibaya de Liv Shita. So Rashi points out, and therefore misafik, we have to be machmir, like any safik da raisa l'chumra. And therefore he says, if you shechted Rov Simanim ba'ov, and you threw the animal aside while it was still alive, you're not allowed to go back and shecht the rest of the Simanim. You have to just bop it over the head or something, or just wait until it dies. It will die in short order. But if it bothers you that the animal, you shechted Rov Simanim and it bothers you that the animal's still alive for a few seconds longer, don't go back to the shechita. You have to do something else to get rid of it. Rabbi Shimon Rav Mishan Kadei Bikur, my Kadei Bikur. So Rabbi Shimon said, if you pause the amount of time that it takes to do a Bikur, what does it mean? What sort of examination? Some Rabbi Yochanan Kadei Bikur, Shal Chacham. It means the amount of time that it takes a Chacham, the Chacham of the city, to examine the knife. Because the halacha is, as we learned previously, that back on Daf Test, Daf Yud, that even if Shochet knows what he's doing, it's a din of kavod of the Chachamim that you're supposed to show the knife to the Chacham. So says Gemara in Kena Satz Tzvrach L'Shiurin, if the Chacham is not around and the Shir Shehiyah includes the amount of time that it would take the Chacham to get there and then for him to examine your knife, so Nesat Tzvrach L'Shiurin, he's not here. I don't know where he lives. Does he live next door? Does he live a mile away? So Ela Kedei Bikur Tabach Chacham. No, it means that if the Tabach is the Chacham Meir and he wants to do a Bedika, so he's there. So the butcher himself, the Shochet himself, is doing the Bedika Sakin. That's the amount of time that it would take to qualify for a Shehiya, according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, new Mishnah now. That we have a halacha that when it comes to a behema, you need to shecht shnei simanim on a behema. So the machlokas tonight we're going to have is if you've shechted one simon properly, and then the next simon there was a psul in the shechita or wasn't shechted at all. So what does that make the animal? We know it's not kosher, but is it an avela or is it a trefa? Does it nafkamina would be? Is there a tumas maga and tumas masa, or is it like an avela or no tumah? It's just a trefa. So shechet is veshet upasak es hagargeres. You shecht the veshet and then you cut through without a meiser shechita the gargeres, the kana. Upasak es hagargeres v'achar kach shachet es haveshet. Or in the opposite order, you pasak es hagargeres not with a meiser shechita and then you shecht the veshet. O shachet echad mehen, or you shecht one of them, either the veshet or the kana, and vihimtin la ad shemesa, and then you'd never shecht the second simon, you just wait for the animal to die. Or you do chalada by sticking the knife in between, underneath the, in between the shnei simanim, and you posek again with the psul shechita. Rabbi Yesheva Vomer, Rabbi Yesheva says, since you didn't do the shechita of both simanim properly, nevela. That makes it a nevela. Rabbi Akiva Omer, trefa. Rabbi Akiva says, wait, you shechted one simon properly, so that automatically makes it not a nevela. When you do shechitas, it's true. You need shechitas shnei simanim by a behema, but by doing shechitas simen echad, it already makes it not a nevela. So it's not going to be kosher, it's going to be a trefa. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Klal lam Rabbi Yesheva mishum Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yesheva says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, kol shenifsal b'shechitasa nevela. When there's a problem that came up with the shechita and it was a possible shechita, it's a nevela. Kol shenishchitasa koray v'davar acher garam la li pasal trefa. And any time that the shechita was valid and then there was just an external problem, that's a trefa. V'hodol Rabbi Akiva. In the end, even Rabbi Akiva was moda to Rabbi Yesheva that if there was a problem within the shechita, it's not a trefa, it's in fact a nevela. So we said in the Mishnah, shachet es haveshet, you shechted the veshet and not the kana. So Rabbi Yesheva said it's a nevela, and in the end we said v'hodol Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva agreed that that's a nevela when you don't shecht shnei simanim kil chasam uremini. But I'll ask you a stira. Elu trefos babeima. We're going to say that here's a list of trefos. Nikuvas haveshet upsukas hagargeres. So apparently nifsak hagargeres, not bederach shechita, makes it a trefa. It's one of the yudches trefos. So our Mishnah is a stira to that Mishnah, where the Bigzar Mishnah says Rabbi Akiva was modet Rabbi Yeshevav. And according to everybody, if you shech the veshet and pasakas hagargeres, it's not a trefa. It's a nevela. So how come it's listed as one of the trefos? So Rabbi says, Amarava lo kasha, kan sheshachat ulubasov pasak. Our Mishnah is talking about where you first shechted the kana and then the veshet was put nifsak. Kan shepasak ulubasov shachat. And over there it's talking about where the psika happened before the shechita. So once it was pasak, it became a trefa. A subsequent shechita of the next simon is not going to help it. Shachat ulubasov pasak nifsalas b'shechita hi. When you did the shechita of one simon, and then you were posek the other simon. So that's called the psul in the shechita. So anytime it was nifsla b'shechita, it's a nevela, it's not a trefa. Pasak ul b'sof shachat. But if it was pasak, and then you do doing a shechita on the other siman, that's considered like something else caused the a psul, because the psika happened before you even entered a maisa shechita, and that would make it a trefa and not a nevela. So that's the chilik, says Gemara. So Gemara says, really, that's the chilik. Esve ravacha barhuna l'rava shachat esaveshet u'pasuk gers v'acharkach shachat esaveshet nevela. But doesn't it say that whichever order it happens in, that it's a nevela? So how can you tell me, no, if it's pasuk one and then the shechita the other, that's for sure a trefa? No, it says nevela in either way. So you see clearly that pasuk l'besov shachat, Rabbi Yeshevav says it's a nevela, and whatever Rabbi Yeshevav says is a nevela, Rabbi Kiva agrees to in our Mishnah. Say ema ukvar shachat esaveshet meikara. No, it's not that pasuk esagares v'acharkach shachat esaveshet. It really means ukvar shachat esaveshet meikara. That was pasuk esagares after you had already shechted the veshet properly. So amalei shtei tshuvas b'davar. That can't be what it means for two reasons. Chada dahainu kamaisa. First of all, we already said that case. We already said shachat esaveshet pasuk esagares. Why would we say that same case twice? And furthermore, va'od hatznan v'acharkach. It didn't say ukvar. It said the exact opposite. It said v'acharkach, that you then shechted the veshet. So Elo Amar Rava. Rava says, okay, what am I going to do about the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah of Elu Trefos? So it must be Elu Asuros Katani v'yeshmen veilus v'yeshmen trefos. That Elu Trefos doesn't really mean Elu Trefos. It means that the following are going to be Asur. Yeah, some of them are trefos, some of them aren't. Some of them are really nevelos. So ask the Gemara, once you say that the Mishnah is listing nevelos as well, v'lux Rav Nami d'chizkiya, damar chizkiya asal gistra nevela. Why not mention other cases that the animal would become a nevela? Like if you cut it in half, or v'lux Rav Nami d'Rabbi Lazar. Why not mention the case of Rabbi Lazar? Damar Rabbi Lazar, nitla yerech v'chol shalav. You take its thigh and the whole socket out with it, nevela becomes a nevela. Once you're saying that the Mishnah is listing nevelos as well, so it says, no, ki katani nevela de lo matama michayim. Now, the nevela de matama michayim lo katani. It is listing nevelos, but only particular types of nevelos. The Mishnah in El Trevis is only listing nevelos that are not metame while they're still alive, like Psikas HaGargeres. But a nevela that's metame michayim, it doesn't mention, and that's why it doesn't mention the case of the thigh taken with the socket and the gistera, because those are even metame michayim. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, so the Gemara says that Reish Lakish has a different answer to this stira, that really the Mishnah by Trefos is only talking about Trefos. It's not talking about Nevela. What do I do about the stira between our Mishnah and that Mishnah? This is going to be answer number three. So again, answer number one was that Kansha Shachal B'Sof Pasach, Kansha Pasach B'Sof Shachal. We rejected that answer. Answer number two was, when it says Eilu Trefos, it doesn't really mean Trefos, it means either Trefa or Nevela. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Kan, our Mishnah is Sheshachat B'Makom Chatach, that you shechted the Gargeres that was already open, it was already cut. Kan Sheshachat Shelo B'Makom Chatach. Over here, you shechted the Gargeres not in the place where it was cut, it was a little higher up or lower down. Shechat B'Makom Chatach Nifsla B'Shchitahi. If you shechted in the place where it was cut, so that's considered psul in the Shchita, because the Chituch of Rov Gargeres, it was not done through a Maisa Shchita, and therefore it's a nevela. But shelo b'makom chatach, but if you shechted the gargeres not on the same spot where it was cut open, that's considered to be external to the shechita, and that's therefore a trefa and not a nevela. So says Maru, Miyama Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Hachi. Does Rabbi Shimon really hold that shechitas gargeres that's already psuka, not b'makom chatach, is considered a maisa shechita? V'amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, but didn't Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish tell us that even though a hole in the lung will make the animal a trefa, and whenever there's a trefa that happens before you conclude the shechita, it will aser the animal, but shachat es hakana v'acharkach nikva areya ksheira. If you shech the windpipe and then there's a hole in the lung, after you shech the windpipe, the animal is going to be kosher because the windpipe is connected to the lung. So once you shech the rov kana, so it's as if the kana is removed, it's put away, it's somewhere else. So the behemoth cannot become a trefa with anywhere along its respiratory system once you cut the kana. Alma commanded man chabi tekula damya. Ooh, so apparently we view the kana as if it's put away somewhere. It's no longer part of the gufa behema. Well, hachanami, shouldn't shouldn't we say over here by the Psikus HaGargeres, when it's mostly Nifsak, that the Kana is Kaman Demancha B'Dekula Damya, that it's as if it's put away in a separate basket. So how can Reish Lakish say that if you Shecht Shalom B'Makom HaChatach, that the Shechit is going to work to take away the status of Nevela, even if you Shecht Shalom B'Makom HaChatach, it can't be that it's considered a Maisa Shechita, because the Kana is not considered to be part of the Behem anymore. It's considered to be put away. So answers the Gemara, Ella Amar Rabbi Baraba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a fourth and final answer to the stira between the two Mishnayos. And this is the simplest one. It was only at the end of the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva said, I agree to Rabbi Yeshevav's definition, but could be that the Mishnah Neilu Trefas is the old Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva before he was Chozer and agreed to Rabbi Yeshevav's definition, and we just kept the Mishnah in its original form. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Gufa. Everyone have a great day.